Various militia groups have operated along the U.S.-Mexico border for years. Their members typically run patrols along parts of the border because they say too many migrants are getting in. But after one such group detained hundreds of migrants at gunpoint and posted a video online, federal and state authorities issued warnings. They say the United Constitutional Patriots didn't have the legal authority to do that. This week, the group's leader was in court on unrelated gun charges. Angela Cochargo is the Albuquerque Journal's border reporter. She's been covering the United Constitutional Patriots for several months.
They call themselves Volunteer Patriots. They're a militia of sorts. And they told me that they were inspired by President Trump's warning about caravans headed to the border last fall. And that's when I first encountered them. They believe New Mexico needed the most help. And this small group has moved here to Sunland Park, New Mexico, which is a small town right on the border. Their camp is within view of the border fence. And they say they're here to help Border Patrol deal with the influx of migrants. And it's important to point out that influx is largely asylum-seeking parents and children from Central America, again, looking for Border Patrol to turn themselves in and ask for asylum. The United Constitutional Patriots have multiple types of weapons, and they wear camouflage. Some cover their faces. Some have tactical vests, commonly known as bulletproof vests, and they wear badges that say Fugitive Recovery Service. Some videos posted by the United Constitutional Patriots show the group stopping migrants coming across and holding them at gunpoint.
So they say it's their duty to protect the border, but it's not like the federal government has given them license to do this, right?
No, they say that Border Patrol wants them here. I've talked to Border Patrol, and they said, look, anyone with the public can watch the border. We encourage people to report illegal activity, but do not take the law into your own hands. I talked to Jim Benvey, the spokesman for the United Constitutional Patriots at their camp, and he explained to me what they do when they encounter large groups of migrants coming across the border.
They walk in, we don't know who they are. So 300 of them come up to us. Siéntate! That means sit. Now, if they don't sit, they might run. We will pursue them. Why? We're pursuing them because somebody's in there calling Border Patrol to let them know that there's 400 people up here that no Border Patrol is aware of.
A couple things to clarify. I mean, they are chasing people. He made that very clear, and they are stopping them and detaining them. And they say people are free to leave, but do these migrants know they're free to leave? There is a real concern. And Border Patrol is aware of the groups. They are monitoring the situation. They say we're not encouraging this, but when the group reports they have migrants, they go and pick them up.
So UCP ended up in court. What was their leader, Larry Hopkins, accused of?
So Larry Hopkins is charged with being a felon in possession of firearms and ammunition. He had already had three convictions and he should not have had any guns or weapons. The unsealed criminal complaint stems back to November 2017 when witnesses reported seeing multiple weapons at his home in Flora Vista. And he allegedly said his United Constitutional Patriots were training to kill President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros. And it's unusual in that these charges are not related to activities here on the border as far as the guns. When I interviewed Hopkins, he called himself the commander of the group, but now the organization is saying he was just a cook and did not carry a gun. And the group insists they have the right to stop migrants coming across the border. Jim Benvey made that very clear again in interviews.
We are detaining people, but not illegally. If they do not surrender to verbal commands, we do not force them to stay with us. However, they're breaking the law.
He admitted to me in that interview, they are detaining people. And they say people are free to leave, but clearly the migrants don't feel free to leave. So there are real concerns about this.
Do you have any idea how many other vigilante groups like this exist?
It's really hard to say. We have seen in the past, for probably the last decade, some of these militia groups. One of the best known was the Minutemen that disintegrated. So unclear if we'll see more. And I think it's important to point out that this group here in New Mexico seems to be relatively small. They'll claim they have large numbers, but I've seen maybe half a dozen at once at the camp, including one woman. They have attracted a lot of support via social media and financial contributions. And they're encouraging other people to come down and protect the border. But at this point, most of the people are not from the community. They're from other parts of the region, and they do not plan to leave even if they are removed from the spot where they're camped out.
The Albuquerque Journal's Angela Cochargo, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.